this is the one. It's coming back for Johnny Wilkinson. He drops for World Cup glory.
Lash, 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 lash.
Viens avec moi pour le rugby en France. Prends une bière et on suit dans la danse. Viens-tu de suite si ta seule chance. Bienvenue à la Coupe du Monde de rugby en France.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Samurai Special Episode 2. But today we don't find ourselves in the ancient city of Paris. No, no. We are down on the Mediterranean in Marseille, France's second city. And you'll be pleased to know I managed to find Archie Curzon in the early, early hours of the morning and drag him down to Marseille. Archie, feeling a bit ropey after yesterday?
Ça va. Oui, bien, merci. Yeah, mate, I feel fine. You know, I'm in good condition for 3 days of lash. You know, I was actually thinking I'd be bloody good fun on a stag. Fingers crossed I get a call up soon. But mate, these little pods are great fun.
They're good fun.
They're really cheeky.
They are quite cheeky.
They're little chunks of chat that people can digest in sort of 10 minutes. It's actually wonderful.
And where did you actually end up last night? Because I found you at 4 a.m. crying in the reception, essentially.
I just got lost.
Okay.
I just got absolutely lost. The last bit I remember is you were going back to the hotel and I was going to find one or two more beers. Ended up talking to some proper rugger boys from New Zealand who were really good guys.
Good guys, yeah.
Yeah, but then they got a bit deep. This one guy started telling me about, you know, his mum in New Zealand and how they've got this house and they need to sell it. It got a bit depressing. Then I found out he played regional club rugby and I got really depressed. got lost, and then that's why he found me crying. I was just quite an emotional last half an hour of the evening. But, mate, bloody good fun. Stade Francais was electric.
It was,
honestly,
wasn't it? Yeah.
If the RFU are not taking notes on how to do a rugby match, then God knows what they're doing. Bill Sweeney, allow smoking in the stadium immediately. It makes the atmosphere so good.
We're talking about smoking in the stadiums, Arch. Are we going to see some of that tonight? Because we will be in attendance in the Velodrome, the famous, famous Velodrome in the city centre of Marseille, and watching England take on the Argentinians, the Pumas. Are you going to be smoking in there? Probably not.
I mean, if it adds the atmosphere, why not?
Oh my God, we're watching the live, we should say. We are watching the Italy game as we speak. And a Clapham Falcon, Paolo Odogwu, has just scored against Namibia to make it 58.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, I reckon I could score against Namibia. It's not a big feat. But yeah, I just want to say a big thank you to a friend of the show, Ollie Lawrence, who came up trumps for 2 tickets. Merci bien, monsieur. But mate, cannot wait. It's going to be unbelievable. We just went down to the port, Freddie, and I was just saying, everyone's in their rugby shirts. It's just so much fun. It's like carnival down there.
It is, isn't it? A middle-class carnival.
Everyone's drinking, having great fun. I mean, there are some horrendous rigs, but it's so good to be here, and I cannot wait for tonight.
Well, just before we go into the predictions, Archie, you obviously picked up quite a lot of tips in Paris, fashion-wise.
Yeah.
And I think you've done a little section, haven't you?
Yeah, well, you know me, mate. I absolutely love a podcast section. And so I just thought I would do a little section on fashion tips when you're in Paris. So enjoy.
Archie's fashion tips.
This is Archie's fashion tip. Follow it.
Just give me a moment.
This is Archie's fashion tip. For the way. This is Archie's fashion tip. For the way.
So Archie, we've done this before once, I believe, but it's now time for Archie's Fashion Tips, the French version. Obviously, they dress slightly more seductively here, slightly different to the English crowd.
Yeah.
So we want to know if you picked up anything since you've been here.
It's interesting to immerse yourself in this culture, and Paris, you know, is a hot hub. Yeah, fashion.
It is. Cultural capital.
I would just say to anyone coming over here, make sure you pack a good rugger shirt. I'm talking circa 1994.
Okay, vintage.
Obviously, you've seen my vintage collection. I've got 4 here.
Yeah.
They are perfect for the World Cup because vintage is very in.
Yeah.
So that's my little hot fashion tip. Make sure you bring a vintage rugby shirt. It's just really good chat.
Well, that was absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, it's a good section, wasn't it?
I enjoyed it.
For this small sort of podcast element. It's just nice to have a section in this sort of Sevens-esque podcast.
Yeah, it was lovely. It was absolutely lovely. Well, talking about being wonderful, obviously that was fantastic, but Archie, we need to move on. Tonight is a big game. England and Argentina. England only 3 wins out of 8 under Steve Borthwick. What are your predictions for tonight? What's going to happen?
I'll be honest with you.
I'm feeling incredibly and increasingly more positive. I think there's a big performance to come. You know, I've said it before, August was disappointing, but let's face it, no organization has good results in August. Everyone's away on bloody holiday. Name me one organization, one business in the city that does well in August. But in September, you regroup and you go again. And that's what's going to happen tonight. I think England are going to do it. And I think they're going to do it convincingly. I think they're going to do it by about a 15-point margin.
15 points. Well, you got it right with France. You said 14 points, ended up being 19. So you basically got it right.
I know my rugby.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. I love talking rugby to anyone. That's just a brilliant thing about World Cup. You know, you meet anyone on the train, you know, in the street. They're wearing a rugby shirt. They love to hear your opinion. And you almost love to receive their opinion, but I always think my opinion is slightly better.
We're talking about talking to people on the street. Obviously, as you found out, they don't speak English in France. They do speak French. So you've done another section.
Yeah, you're what?
If it's yet to believe, called Chatterlingo.
As I said, I do love a section. And I just thought it'd be really helpful for people coming over here during the World Cup to learn a little bit of banter to help you in and around the country. So again, you know, close your eyes and enjoy.
Oh, Chatterlingo,
Chatterlingo.
Oh, teach me words that I don't know. Oh, Chatterlingo,
Chatterlingo.
Please teach me French so I can grow.
So, Archie, it's now time for a new section for these three episodes for our French voyage to give the chassis who are travelling over the channel to France little nuggets, little snippets of things to say in French for when they get here to survive, because they don't speak English here.
Yeah, I've realised that.
Have you noticed that?
Unlike Dubai, where everyone speaks English, some people here don't speak English at all.
There's literally not a word of it.
So this will definitely help people coming over, because I know a few boys who are coming over later in the tournament, and they'll need these little nuggets.
Okay. Well, what's your first nugget?
Well, it's Rugby World Cup, and it's got to be rugby related. So it's straight away, Buffalo, no right-hand drinking, mate.
Buffalo, pas de compagnon de boisson à droite.
You said it, Archie.
England. Right, that was, I mean, last night was good, but that was great to be in another country with other people from your country. Fair enough, fair play to England. Like, at the end of the day, this is what I say to the guys in the office, Fred. I say, you know, like, if you put the calls in, then the deals will come, and an equivalent, England to put the calls in, and the deals had come, and that deal was coming because they'd put the calls in. So
Right, come on,
I'm so happy, mate. I think it's going to turn around. Go on, England.
Well, we're doing this at 4 a.m, Archie. You've been out in the port all night.
I can't see.
Well, no, you can sort of tell it on your voice, Archie. But what a wonderful time. Hopefully that gives us the confidence we need to go into the rest of the tournament, get into the quarters, maybe get into a surprise semi like Tim Henman, and then, who knows, maybe we could go all the way.
This is what I was saying. You put the calls in. You know, you get it, and good work for them.
Okay, well, luckily, to finish off early, we recorded another section, a third and final section, you'll be pleased to know, called Je ne regrette rien, where we get in listeners to send in their stories, and they tell us if they regret them or not. Some crazy, ridiculous stories, and here's the first one coming up.
Non, rien de rien. Non, je ne regrette rien. Ni le bien qu'on m'a fait, ni le mal, tout ça m'est bien égal.
Hi boys, I just want to give a quick shout out to the podcast because it's fucking mint. My loosest story is, it was the final rugby social of year 13 at school. It was at our friend Hugo's house, and Hugo... So we were all doing bum funnels, so everyone had to do one bum funnel and the seniors had to do two. And then after we had to down a pint of piss, sick and other concoction. I have no fucking idea. And basically Hugo lived right next to one of the teachers' houses, and he was our old first 15 coach. And basically the daughter stayed up and we went inside the house. And basically everyone got naked in the teacher's room whilst he was asleep. And we all took naked calendar photos with him. So that was our loosest story ever. I can confirm we do not regret them, as it has gone down in the school's history. Naked calendar photos with a teacher. and boys doing bum funnels on his bed is just school history. And I hope it is still spoken about to this day.
This is the one! It's coming back for Johnny Wilkinson! He drops for World Cup glory!
Lash, 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 lash.
Viens avec moi pour le rugby en France. Prends une bière et on suit dans la danse. Viens-tu de suite si ta seule chance. Bienvenue à la Coupe du Monde de rugby en France.